Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we are at episode 11. This is Thinker Girl, the podcast. Stacey June is here with Danny, Paula, and Christy Mercer.
Hello.
Hello. I think we're on episode 10.
Oh, what did I say?
11.
Oh, soz.
Jump the gun a little bit.
Soz balls. No, episode 10, double figures. Oh, you've been waiting for double figures for some time.
I know. I wanted to celebrate with champagne, and here I am at home on my couch by myself with my dog.
I'm still at work.
Have you got champagne in the fridge?
No, I don't. I never can keep alcohol in the house for too long.
Yeah, I've stocked up for this weekend because I'm just kind of don't have any plans. And so I thought I want to have the ability to just grab a beer out of the fridge to have on my own if I want this weekend.
You're a beer drinker.
Yeah.
She was a beer drinker. I thought you'd be like a vodka mix.
I'm an everything drinker. Except
yeah, I knew you'd be everything.
All right, mate. All right, mate. Just relax, okay?
I bet you drink pale ale.
Yeah, I do, actually.
I told you. What have you got in your fridge?
A Byron Bay brew that I'm trying at the moment.
Weird, dodgy designer freaking beer.
Hashtag fucking wanker. Yes. I've never denied it that I'm a wanker. But because I have Bogan blood in me, it evens it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, dudes, or if you haven't listened before, thanks for tuning in. We are three radio chicks that kind of dump our co-hosts once a week to just chew the fat amongst ourselves and don't really have limits of our jobs. We can just kind of vent, and we bring three gems each. Let's do a contents. Okay. What do you guys got?
All right, so Danny here. My one today, I'm going to talk about casual sex relationships and a situation that I found myself in very, very recently.
Yes.
Ooh, saucy. I want to talk about masturbation within relationships.
Speaking of saucy.
Yeah. Not just from the guys too, but from both perspectives and how it can affect a relationship.
I'm doing the love heart sign with your hands because that's just the best. That just makes my heart sing. Like,
Masturbation, your gem,
just talking about stuff like that. Because you think, and then you never talk about that bullshit.
It's something I've never even discussed with like my close friends. So it feels, it's a bit liberating to kind of say the word, like, without looking over your shoulder.
It's the best.
How good is the word liberating, by the way?
Lubrication, I guess, in this case.
Okay,
lubrication.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Lubrication.
Oh, ladies, today is going to get very naughty, I can tell.
I just said lubrication. Okay, I want to talk about having anxiety feelings even when things are good.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because
then and then go up. Yeah, okay, cool. So yesterday, I can't remember. I was sitting on my couch. My girlfriend had sent me a letter book. A massive shout out to this particular girlfriend because she's the biggest fucking cheerleader of this podcast, girls.
Really?
Yeah, she's just amazing. She loves it. So she sent me this book because she sent me a DVD of all the Grey's Anatomies that I haven't seen yet, and then sent me a letter book and said, you know how we used to write letter books for each other? Well, I'm going to start one. Here's the letter. So she's just an absolute doll. Anyway, so I'm a pig in shit. It's home time. I decided I wasn't going to work out that day. I just give myself the day off and watch Grey's just back to back.
Yeah.
And I'd had some really good stuff happen in Melbourne the week before. The show feels really good. It was nice to be back in Cairns with the weather and life was good, you know. It just couldn't, no complaints. Yet I had this, I get anxiety. And it's for me, I know that it's different for everyone. For me, it's like a sharp pain up my chest.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that it could be a physical
Oh, yeah. It's very physical.
Physically.
I get a tight knot in my stomach.
Other people get it differently. I know a few of my friends will get diarrhea, even if they've got it. Some people will, you know, actually get kind of like maybe that their skin will be dry and it'll be a sign of anxiety. It can come out of your body in all kinds of different ways.
Shit, I never knew that. Okay.
So that's why yoga is amazing for me, because I get to do my back stretches and stuff. So if I have been a bit anxious, and I kind of live with it now, to be honest, I thank it. I'm very grateful for it, because I do think that it is me being in tap with my body. So it's my body talking to me. So I don't fight it. It's a big part of me. But it is a great attitude when then there comes a point where I sat there and went, what the fuck have you got to be worried about today? Like, why are you there today?
What? So you got
this
feeling
when
you were, when you were sitting there watching Grey's, or was it when you were reading the letter book? Like, what brought it on?
Nah. I was watching Grey's, so you can only imagine how amazing you feel. Like, it's during the day, you've finished work, you've had a good show, you've got Grey's.
And you feel like you deserve to sit down and watch Grey's. Like,
yes.
It's the best when you deserve it.
I even said, not going for a run. You don't have to do shit. Like, you can just sit back and watch this back-to-back until dinner and then go to bed.
Stace, is it a fear that moment's not going to last, or almost like it's too good to be true, like stay grounded.
I think so. Because
you don't want to get too high. You don't want that to be followed by the low.
Yeah, I'm really tired, but that made me a bit emotional. Because it is. I think it is. And I don't know. How do I not know how to live in the good when I live so well in the shit?
Are you anxious about getting anxious? Is that why, what Danny was saying?
No, I'm not that, because I've made real peace with my anxiety and I really respect it. And like I said, I'm grateful for it. It is one of those things that can kind of checkmate myself, or I can talk to myself, and I am grateful for it. So I don't get worried about being anxious anymore. It's a part of my life. Like it is something
I get what you're saying, and I've been doing that a lot lately, and you know, I'll have like these amazing moments, and then all of a sudden, like, and I push it away, but I'll just get this like second of dread of like, oh my God, when's it all going to kind of get hard again? And the way that I've been dealing with it, I just push it out. I go, no, you need to be in the moment. You need to enjoy it. But I don't know if that's actually dealing
and
with
I thought
it,
that I
dealing with the issue.
I did think that, like, I was like, that's all good. But because it's physical, you sit there and you still enjoy it, but then you still just got this sharp pain running up your chest.
Stace, could it be something to do with what you were doing at that time? Do you think it was situational? Was it the fact
that you
were watching something that you guys used to do together, or was it the memories that were brought on from your mate sending you up the Grey's because it's something you guys shared together and it's you missing that?
I mean, I got my period that day, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't think
so. What you're saying is making sense, Christy. Maybe it's – you know how sometimes – okay, this is going to sound really crazy. But I read this terrible book once about this little girl that was abused by her mum, blah, blah, blah. So I'm reading this book, highly emotional book. And then afterwards I went out with a girlfriend. I was doing fun things. And all of a sudden I went, oh, I've got this horrible feeling in my stomach. Where's it coming from? And I went, oh, shit, the book. Like the emotion of the book was still with me, even though
I
changed scenario. Wow.
I don't believe – I always believe that my anxiety isn't formed from external things, though. There's some lack or need or something that I'm missing from within. I'm a bit of a – I'm real hippie like that. I kind of think, all right, where are you feeling insecure? Where are you feeling unsafe? And
yeah, but it could be something that's derived from elsewhere that had nothing to do with the fact that you were sitting there watching Grey's Anatomy.
But what I couldn't figure out what it is. I still kind of, apart from thinking that things are really good and being afraid of them, not like being afraid of what that means, I can't think of anything else.
Can it just be nothing? Like sometimes things, you don't have to explain every single little thing. And look, unless it's happening all the time, coming on for no reason, maybe it just was that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it just is not explainable.
Or the other thing is, maybe I don't know how to freaking relax.
Maybe that's
that could be
my mum is very much like that. I don't think I have ever in probably about 5 years seen her sit down on the couch and watch a movie.
I meditate for 10 minutes every day.
Like
I meditate every day.
But maybe
she needs to do something like that. And I think that when she sits down on the couch, she gets anxious. So I'm wondering whether it's something like that you almost feel guilty for sitting on the couch and maybe guilty for enjoying yourself, and that's where it's coming from.
I actually think it is the adrenaline. I think it's the adrenaline. I think we've had, there's some cool stuff that's kind of bubbling away, and I actually finally feel a bit full circle about stuff. And it's like, okay, if you work hard, you know, maybe it won't turn out exactly how you want, but things will happen. And that's pretty cool to think.
Do you find yourself constantly thinking about that? Because I find that even though I've got this other big thought in my head, I'm totally consumed with the job I'm doing at that time, or talking on the phone to a mate, or there's still, I don't know, it's like there's this picture in the back of my mind that's running at the same time multitasking. Is maybe that you're sitting there watching Grey's, but for those moments that, you know, weren't high-intensity drama, maybe there was something playing in the background too?
I think it was the adrenaline of feeling content. How screwed is that? Isn't I imagine content to be this kind of peaceful place, but I have felt anxious from it. I don't know.
You just quickly, I know that Phil's
going off his head.
He's going off, but just quickly, do you find that you're the kind of person that you need to build yourself up to get things done?
That I need to wada?
Do you need to build yourself up to get things done? Like, do you need to get yourself in this big, like, scurry of adrenaline and da-da-da-da so that you can get those impulses to do things?
I have that fairly easily.
I'm on the run constantly.
I have that shoot of energy that's almost some people would call anxiety every single day.
I have to channel it. I was like that when I was a little bit younger, and I had like it took me many years to realize that for me, because everyone's different. For me, it started to actually become a negative thing, and it was when I started to just accept where I was and accept how I do things that things kind of became more clear and just happened in a more fluid and natural way.
It's something to think about. You're right, because maybe – but I do think that you've got to kind of get things happening, and the last year, that's what this has been about, you know, trying to get things moving and happening. And so maybe now I feel like the ball's rolling, so I could probably sit back a little bit.
Remember when we were talking about being kind? Like, my biggest lesson this year of doing Breakfast Radio here was that it was the first time that I was like, Danny, you can actually work hard and get things done and actually be kind to yourself. And I'd never really thought like that. Like, I always thought that I had to, like, work really hard and drive myself to the bone, and to be successful you have to, like, almost kill yourself over it. Do you know what I mean? It was only this year that I had that real realization of you'll get it done. You'll get things done.
It's nice though. Actually, we should move on, but I want to leave on that because I think it's a nice idea that maybe I do think you have to work hard, and I do think I need to capitalize on that adrenaline because I think it is a strength. Like, if I channel it, because, you know, you guys know how much I can get done in one day. But at the same time, to enjoy the time where maybe things are starting to go a little bit downhill. Like, the last few years I've been running at a pace like that. So maybe now it's like things will start to just take care of themselves. Maybe.
That's
exciting.
That's an aha moment.
That's an Oprah aha moment.
Good, sister.
All right. That's good. We came full circle with that. Fuck, we're good. Okay, let's go. Who wants to go next?
Okay, I'll go next. We'll save masturbation for last. It's always good to end on a big bang. literally. Okay, so guys, here's the deal. So you know that I've had like this little fling with this younger guy. So basically he came over, hung out at my house like by the third time because, of course, I'm miscommunicator, miss in your face, let's talk about this. We got onto the relationship talk. It wasn't relationship talk as in we need to talk about who we are, but it just kind of happened. Like, we were talking about whatever, and then it got to that point where we both naturally went into what do you want out of this? And basically, he turned around and said he's not looking for a relationship, that he just kind of wants to hang out. And I, at the time, was like, yeah, totally. I'm into the same thing. You're so much younger than me. I'm older. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for. Yeah, I'm into the same thing. But then when it came to the crunch, couldn't have sex with him. Like, couldn't bring myself to do it.
Where were you?
Why?
Like, where?
Why? At my house, in my bed, with no one else in the house but us.
No
Why
way.
Why could you do it?
Oh,
Why?
My God.
Were you physically, did you physically want to?
Oh, phew, did I ever?
Like, hello.
It was a good connection.
Chrissy.
And we were all over it.
Have you seen a photo,
Have you seen a photo of him? I think I've Google stalked him.
Oh, okay. You'll have to give me his last name.
he's a pom. He's a pom. Mm. Love a pom. Okay, go. Keep going.
Anyway, so I couldn't bring myself to sex with him. Then he came over again another night. We hung out, watched Finding Nemo. Yes, very romantic.
Oh, God.
And I love that it's hang out because, you know, everyone knows what hang out means. Come around and hang out.
Yeah, it means let's have sex.
Yeah.
I came over again and I didn't have sex with him. And in the end, like, he left my house and then I called him straight away and I said to him, you know what? I can't do this casual relationship thing. Like, you've been really open about what you want and I haven't been. Like, because when I described what I wanted to myself, I was like, I want someone to hang out with me. I want to have sex with them. I want to be able to call them whenever I want. I want to be able to go out with them. I was like, babe, that's a relationship.
You're describing a boyfriend. That's what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my big fear is...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Like, if I do something casual, I don't want to be that girl that's like ends up falling in love with the guy that she's in a casual sexual relationship with.
So then
with.
Don't be casual.
No, but he wants to be casual.
So he's not the guy.
True. And so that's sorted. That's fine. He's out of the picture.
Okay,
but
cool.
This is my question, right? Can women have casual sex like that? Like, am I overthinking it? This is my fear. I'm like, am I missing out on possibly having someone that I hang out with, have sex with, get, you know, have pleasure? Am I missing out on that because I'm overthinking something?
You very well might be missing out on it, but you're unable to do it if you're you. You know, you can't become someone else. So, yes, you may be missing out, but are you able to do it happily? No. So, therefore, there's nothing to miss out on because you're unable to actually do the same thing as other women. And I really do say this and believe this wholeheartedly. There are not many women that can do them unless you've come out of a relationship and you are totally, like, closed up shop in terms of your heart.
Why does it need to be coming out of a relationship to do it, though, you reckon?
You don't have to. I just don't believe women are comfortable with doing it or happy doing it.
Chrissy, I think what she means by when you've come out of a relationship is like, when you know when you've been in a long-term relationship and you're just done with love?
You're just emotionally spent.
You literally need a root. You do not need to make love. You do not need any. And half the time you're not even really enjoying yourself. You're more just wanting to try it, like try different things with people, that the adrenaline of leaving their house, having funny stories with your girlfriends. It's a whole picture. It's not actually about the sex.
I mean, Stace, you've been in a really long-term relationship. You've come out of it. I mean, were you one of those people that for a time were able to have a physical relationship?
Absolutely. Yep. But now I've totally switched. My heart's a little bit more open. There was a guy there for a while that was so lovely and amazing. And I knew he was into me more than I could offer him. And I kept saying, if I was in a different headspace, I would lock you down. You are such a gem of a guy. Like, he was so unreal. And now that I'm open up, I saw on Facebook that he has a girlfriend. And even now, at the time I wasn't emotionally open, but even now it breaks my heart a little because he's so, and I'm so glad because he deserves the world. But even now I'm still like, oh, imagine if, you know, there's no way if I hadn't had that closed heart lock thing that I would have been able to do it. But I did do it for a time.
Can I ask you, can we go back to something really quickly, which is interesting because I've experienced this as well, what you were saying about when you come out of that long-term relationship and you want to have sex and it's not necessarily about the sex, it's about the stories and the excitement. Did you ever feel, because looking back when I went through that phase, was almost a little bit of rebellion as well. Like for me, like I almost wanted to rebel. Like, yeah, love didn't work out. Well, fucking watch me have heaps of sex.
Yeah, there would totally be that. And that's what I said. It's so much more about all of the surrounding environments and the things that contributing factors than it is actually about the intercourse.
Well, I think that, you know, men and women are made so differently that, you know, we've spoken about this on podcast before, that sex for women and, you know, to reach an orgasm for women is so much an emotional experience, and there's so much emotion connected to that that I don't know, that kind of brings me to the question of, do you think they're, you know, we're looking at just single people here, guys and girls who are on their own. Do you think that there are guys are more content with being single than girls are content with being single?
I would have.
This is a question because I was thinking about, like, when I was thinking about this guy, and I was like, wow, like, he was saying to me he's never been in a relationship. And I was like, but I know that men and women are different, but as a human being, don't you sometimes want real companionship? Like something more real than just...
I do believe that they do. I think the key with guys is that they switch really quickly. So it's just kind of one or the other. Girls have lots of shades of grey. whereas I think guys are very black and white. I'm either into a relationship and they'll get one pretty quickly because their life goes on and bang, so many girls that are to it and or they're not. Yeah. Whereas girls are like, I kind of need this.
Like, it's almost like who's walking past when the guy decides that he's
I
reckon that's what it is. I just think that there are less guys, single guys, completely open to a relationship than there are females completely open to a relationship.
I think there are clearer boxes to sit in. I think you're either on or off. I think everyone's the same. Girls just go, no, I am off, or no, I am on. They can't figure it out for a while. I think so.
I don't know. I tend to agree with you, Christy, that I think there's more single women that are open to being in a relationship than single men.
And do you know what, where I reckon that comes from? Because we've got that physical aspect of things, that if you want to start a family and you want to have children, that there's literally a time frame that you can do that within. And I don't think that guys have that. I don't know whether it's some physiological drive where you think I've got
I
don't know. Not for me personally, I don't, because I don't know. It's a hard one. All I know is that casual sex and me, we ain't working.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's worked okay at some points in my life, but I do think most of the time they've been out of relationships.
Yeah.
So I'm challenged to think that girls can comfortably be single for 5 years and be totally open with casual sex. I haven't yet seen it.
Okay, well, speaking about relationships, what about being in a relationship and masturbation? Because a male friend recently, we were chatting about, you know, his relationship and whatever, and he was quite honest with me, and he said, don't tell my girlfriend because she will kill me, that sometimes he actually chooses to have a wank over having sex with her. And that just, it blew me away, and I just, it made me look at myself and, you know, my own relationship, and I just thought, if I ever found out that my boyfriend Zane chose to have a wank over having sex with me, like I was there. I mean, it's different because we're in, you know, live apart and that kind of thing. But if we were under the same roof, that I was lying in the bed next to him and he chose to touch himself over wanting to touch me, that I'd be really hurt by that.
What? I thought that would have been the absolute biggest compliment ever.
Why?
What do you mean?
How is that a compliment that a guy wants to have a wank over having sex with you
sex
and
with
his
you.
Girlfriend next to him?
Oh, yeah, but no, it doesn't always work that way, that you're both into it and you're both, like, I don't know.
I'm in the middle with this one because I don't think you can compare having sex with your girlfriend to a wank. I think it's a totally
I would imagine it's a totally different experience. Like, I think if a guy's like, oh, I'm just going to have a quick wank.
But he's going to have a wank about someone regardless, so you might as well let it be you. It's cool that he's thinking of you as opposed to Jennifer.
No, but she's not necessarily saying
it's not about you.
No, it's not about you. It's just that he would rather have a wank than even think of you or be with you.
But I don't think it's. I don't think it's rather. I think it's just time and tiredness. Just like, that's exactly the same as us saying to them 3 nights a week, I'm not up for it, I'm exhausted.
No, the thing is, Stacks, and I think there's two different situations here. One situation where you and your boyfriend, he goes, are you up for it? And you say, I'm not in the mood. Then he goes and has a wank. I don't have a problem with that because it's kind of like, all right, well, that's the wanking is the next best option.
I'd be like, really? You need to wank? Like, we'll have sex tomorrow. Just hold it.
Okay, yeah. And
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that. But if I rolled over in the middle of the night and Zane hadn't even asked me to have sex and I found out that he was touching himself, I would have a problem with that.
Okay,
like,
but that's
right
what
here.
I'm
right next to you.
Yeah, but that's the same. That's okay, so wanking for them is like us not wanting sex. It's the easy option. It's the one, I can't be bothered. Guys are different to us, right? So that's his kind of free pass of not CBF, just as we have ours of CBF. Like, they will never, ever be tired. That's their equivalent of tired.
I don't know. I don't quite agree with that because, I mean, there are females, myself included. I don't know that there's been very few times, like I could probably count on my fingers, times that I've gone, I'm not up for it. And vice versa.
And the thing is, you can have lazy sex. If you're up for it enough to wank,
nah,
your girlfriend's there
nah.
next to you not saying no, babe, and she'd be keen.
That is, I actually think that is massive double standards. I really do.
I don't think that
guys really have a tired thing. I think they, for them, it's such a physical thing that they always just kind of need an outlet, right?
Yes.
So their I can't be bothered having sex thing is the wank. I think they're allowed to not always want to have sex with you, like we're allowed to not always want to have sex with them. It's the same.
If we don't want to have sex with them, we just don't have sex at all.
Yeah, but that's not, we're
like,
different
we're not gonna
beings. We don't need,
wank.
But we don't need an outlet like they do. Their
yeah,
bodies
okay.
are different to us. They actually need to get one out. That's men.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a question for you, Stacey. If you were in a relationship or seeing a guy and you found that you were having sex less and less, and found out he was wanking more and more.
Yeah, then that's an issue. If you've got a bedroom issue, that's a bit different. But if he is doing
it... I think that's what she's talking about. Like, essentially, that's what Christy's talking about. I think
yeah,
Christy's
that's what I'm
talking
about.
A
guy...
scenario.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't...
choosing his hand over your vagina.
I think they're allowed to choose their hand sometimes, but I'm saying if you're not having sex at all, then there's a problem. That's a different kettle of fish. Why you're not having sex at all is different. For him to not be allowed to wank sometimes instead of having sex, they're completely different things. We're not talking about someone...
Yeah, but we're not talking about sometimes. Like, we're analysing.
Okay,
this,
all right.
We're
well,
talking,
that, okay,
yeah,
so now we're on the same
extreme.
Page.
We're talking someone actually choosing...
Yes, someone
to
choosing.
...over having sex with you.
So, like,
if I
thought it was more...
Just a quick one. No. We're not talking about...
Okay.
You know, I'm in the shower, I'm going to have a bit of a wank, whatever.
Yeah, that's what
know.
I thought. I'm like, God, Jesus. They're not machines.
No, what I'm saying is that if a guy, you know, you were up for it and you go to him, hey, let's have sex, and he, oh, no, I'm tired or whatever, and then you catch him in the toilet and he's having a wank. I mean...
Oh, that's offensive. Okay, I get it now.
See, that's the situation he's choosing to have a wank when he could have had sex with you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, alleviating yourself or when you're tired or whatever. I think that's a different situation, and I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Okay, so you've both kind of got it on whatever he's like, nah, not tonight, and then gone into the bathroom and, like,
yes.
Went. Okay.
It's specifically choosing not to have sex with you, but choosing himself.
To go back again, when does this happen?
I can't go into too much detail, but yeah. And then I don't know. Like I was thinking about my own situation and how I'd be really offended by that. But he basically said it happens because there was some news story and it was on the Today Show or I don't know.
It happens or is happening to him? Like it happens? I don't know if it happens.
It's happening. So he said there will be occasions where I would choose to masturbate instead of having sex with my girlfriend.
But that's where you got me at the start. You said occasions. Like if they're still having sex, which I can assume they're not, then I feel like there is a serious problem in the relationship.
Well, they're not having sex all the time because who's having sex all the time, you know what I mean?
Well, no one, but you guys have made it now like there is no sex happening. Like there's this problem in the bedroom.
Yeah, we did.
You know, you went completely the other way.
I think we've answered the question. I think the answer here is that if it's if you're not having sex at all and he's wanking, there's an issue. But if you are having sex and every now and then he likes to have a wank, then it's okay.
I reckon.
Is that what we've kind of come?
I think, Chrissy, you're still thinking it's a bit offensive, though, aren't you? Regardless,
I'm still thinking it's a bit offensive if he chooses to do that, but on his own, when I would have been up for it.
Yeah, I disagree with that. If you're still having sex, you know, fairly regularly, not all the time, but
Chrissy, quick question: do you masturbate? Yeah. You're in a relationship. Do you masturbate when you're by yourself?
Yeah, and you know what? I think everybody does. And I just think it's not something that we talk about.
Do you think of Zane when you do?
Yeah, often.
Yeah, and Philip.
But you still love him just as much as you still
love him. Of course I still love him, but I mean, our situation's different. He's not lying in the bed next to me 7 nights of the week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but tell me, when he even is and you guys are together for a lot longer, sometimes you'll just want to get
just
the job done sometimes. Yeah.
I've never had that urge. I've never had that urge to get the job done when he's there.
Trust me, when you live together for a long time and you're in each other's pockets every second of the day, it's not all. Yeah, sometimes you'll just go, you know what, I can't be bothered and I'd like to just get a bit of a release here and I'm just going to do this.
Have you ever chosen?
Have you guys
I've not done it in the same bed. Like, unless it's been encouraged in foreplay, but
yes,
I've never done it like, I probably have done it quietly. I've got to say.
Have you ever had sex and then, had sex, been with the person, orgasms and stuff, and then the sex has ended and then you're like, half an hour later, you're like, no, I'm still not done, and had your own.
Whoa, I wish I had that problem.
No, I don't have that problem.
Okay, too much information, Danny. Let's end the podcast on that note.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, we're going to end it there. This is podcast number 10. We're going to be talking about some of this stuff on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thinkergirls. And we'll see you next week.
Can we edit that last bit out?
Bye.
No, we can't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.